Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening with the Highland Radio News at 5:30. I'm Ryan Brawley. A look at today's headlines. Transport Minister Dara O'Brien says he will do everything in his power to fix the issue of the lost midday air service from Donegal to Dublin. The PSNI have confirmed that a man aged 36 has died after a two-vehicle collision in the Garvaghy area. A man in his 50s has died in a crash between a motorbike and a lorry in County Sligo, and almost €36 million will be invested in Donegal under the HSE's building and equipment plan for this year. These stories in full and more coming up, and Oisin Kelly will have an update on all the sport at around a quarter to six. But first, Transport Minister Dara O'Brien says he will do everything in his power to fix the issue of the lost midday air service from Donegal to Dublin. He gave the commitment at a meeting this afternoon with representatives of Donegal Cancer Flights and Services. The current public service obligation contract, which includes the midday air link and the condition that an aeroplane stay at Donegal Airport overnight, is due to expire tomorrow. Manager of Donegal Cancer Flights and Services, Mary Coyle, says the group made it clear that if the outcome is not satisfactory, they will be back protesting at Leinster House.
We had a positive meeting. We made it very clear what we wanted and what we wanted to continue the schedule that we have, which is the lunchtime flight, and which includes the lunchtime flights and the aeroplane tariffs and overnight. So, yes, we have been told that there are talks at the highest level, and the minister gave his personal commitment that he was going to fix this. So there was talk about a review. We are now past that. There will be no review. He is now engaging directly with the airline and also looking into legal implications, if any. And we will hear next week the outcome of that. But he has given his personal guarantee that he is, to the best of his ability, going to fix this problem.
So you're satisfied with what he is saying and his personal guarantees. Are you hopeful then that there will be a positive outcome at the end of those actions?
We do hope that there's a positive end at the end of all of these talks, but we made it very, very clear. If it is not to our satisfaction, we will mobilise the people of Donegal and we will be back at the gates of Leinster House. And we made that very, very clear.
The PSNI have confirmed that a man aged 36 has died after a two-vehicle collision in the Garvaghy area. This happened shortly before 10:15 p.m. yesterday evening when police received a report of a collision involving a white Audi A6 and silver Nissan Micra on the A5 Omagh Road. Officers from the PSNI attended the scene with other emergency services, where the driver of the Nissan Micra was pronounced dead at the scene. The Omagh Road between Ballygolly and Omagh, which was closed in both directions, has now fully reopened. The police are appealing for any information which may assist with inquiries. A man in his 50s has died in a crash between a motorbike and a lorry in County Sligo. The motorcyclist was pronounced dead at the scene of the incident, which happened in Roisin, Riverstown, at around 9:20 this morning. His body has been taken to Sligo University Hospital for a post-mortem examination. The lorry driver has been taken to hospital as a precaution and the road remains closed. Almost €36 million will be invested in Donegal under the HSE's building and equipment plan for this year. From the national allocation of €1.3 billion, €20 million has been assigned to the new 110-bed community nursing unit and rehabilitation centre in Letterkenny, and €3.3 million will see a four-room extension to the Donegal Hospice. Donegal Minister Charlie McConlogue, in welcoming the news, outlined some of the other projects included.
We're going to see continuing investment in the refurbishment of our community hospitals and nursing units across the county, with €1.4 million allocated for Macrana Nursing Unit and €1.3 million allocated as well for Falkara Community Nursing Unit for this year as well. Really significant investment obviously continuing, with €20 million towards the continuing new build of a 110-bed new community hospital at Letterkenny, just across from Letterkenny University Hospital. And that's really important to see that work continuing to be funded and progressing so quickly. And also really significantly under the plan announced today as well, €3.3 million to Donegal Hospice, which do such phenomenal and really important work for a new extension to the hospice to provide four new bedrooms with family and visitor accommodation as well, and €3.3 million allocated to support that really important work.
Will any of the funding be used to forward the plans for the new surgical hub in Letterkenny?
The new surgical hub is continuing through design at the moment. So obviously that was a massively important announcement and commitment from the Minister for Health last year to not just see the new surgical hub developed, but also to have ambulatory care facilities for cancer patients developed alongside that as well. So that work is progressing. It's a design stage at the moment. It's really important that that goes as fast as it possibly can, but it doesn't require capital funding this year. But really importantly, the Minister is committed to funding it with capital as soon as the plan goes ahead.
Meanwhile, a new €34 million research-led health tech hub has been launched. It's a collaborative project between the University of Galway, ATU and RCSI University of Medicine and Health Sciences. This project has received government funding. With more, here's Aidan Delaney.
Launched today at the University of Galway, the new ARC Hub programme positions the northern and western region as global leaders in healthcare technology. The aim of the hub is to focus on developing solutions to improve chronic disease management and capitalising on high potential technologies such as smart implants and AI. 23 projects have already been selected for their strong potential to improve patient outcomes. The ATU president, Dr. Orla Finn, says through this collaboration, we're supporting the development of new technologies, strengthening research and creating clearer pathways for bringing scientific discovery into real-world healthcare solutions.
Director of the Hub, Professor Gary Duffy, explains what they hope to create with this investment.
New devices that help treat ovarian cancer, decision support tools for doctors around managing medication for people living with high blood pressure, and other technologies that generally support people living with chronic diseases.
Over 200 local councillors from all over the country arrive in Inishowen this week for the Association of Irish Regions annual training seminar. The event takes place tomorrow and Thursday in the Inishowen Gateway Hotel, bringing together members of the Northern and Western, Southern and Eastern and Midland regional assemblies. Local councillor Jack Murray, Donegal County Council's representative on the Committee of the Regions, previewed the seminar on today's Greg Hughes Show. He says bringing councillors from every county in Ireland to Donegal will showcase everything the county has to offer, but also highlight the issues that the county faces.
The Inishowen Gateway Hotel is full to capacity. The Lake Shadows Hotel is full to capacity. And we're now trying to fill Greenan Hotel in Burt. So it's a fairly large economic impact at a very quiet time of the year in Buncrana and Inishowen. But more than that, I want to see councillors from all over Ireland just come to travel to Inishowen, just to see, first of all, how beautiful it is and send glowing reports back home through their social media and promote Inishowen as a tourist destination. But maybe gain more of an understanding of the difficulties that we face here. As I said, many of them will be shocked when they try and get a train here and realise that they can't. They might see the state of the A5 road when they drive up, and many, of course, will see a defective building, built with defective blocks for the first time. So it might give them more of an insight, particularly those from further down the country, that when they see people from Donegal and from Inishowen giving out that we don't feel that we're fairly treated, that we don't get the same level of investment, it might give them more of an understanding of that too. Particularly delighted that Jim McGuinness is the keynote speaker. Mm. We have a range of speakers. We have speakers from Airgrid, from the TIA, from the region of Asturias in Spain is going to come over and talk about their regional development challenges. We have speakers about the Northwest City region telling what we're doing there, from the Committee of the Regions in Brussels, from the Department of Public Expenditure, from the ATU. We'll also have a visit to Fort Dunre to see the project that we're doing there.
There was a large turnout at a public meeting last night in Newton Cunningham over the proposed expansion of oyster and mussel farming in Lough Swilly. The public consultation on this site, along with proposed locations in Buncrana, Rathmullen and Manor Cunningham, closes in 7 days. Cathaoirleach of Donegal County Council, Councillor Paul Canning, says there are numerous reasons why people are objecting, including potential damage to the tourism industry, biodiversity concerns and risks around public access. He also says the proposal would not deliver a significant boost to the local economy.
The public were quite content with the fishermen that are using them at the minute, but greed sets in.
Is there any kind of desire at all for the boost that would give for the local economy, or is it a flat out objection?
Well, you see, the local economy, for a better word, at the minute you've maybe eight or nine boats down there with two people per boat. So that's 18 people already employed, and they're not annoying anybody, and they're not an eyesore. If you put down the trestles, there's going to be no more employment. There's certainly not going to be that number. But what's going to happen is you're going to have machinery, you're going to have iron works, you're going to have items that's just lying about everywhere, which is a mess. But the situation now, the fishermen that are there, everything's going to be monitored. And they might even lose their position because all of a sudden there might be something down there that has been discovered. They shouldn't be there either. So all of those items, like instead of let sleeping dogs lie, they have brought everything on the table now, and it could be disappointing even for the men that's working there at the minute, which is wrong. Like, but that's how cookie crumbles.
Sinn Féin is defending its opposition to a €90 billion loan to Ukraine after the Taoiseach says it's tantamount to asking Kiev to surrender. Today marks 4 years since the start of Russia's invasion. In the European Parliament, Sinn Féin voted against the loan, which would see €60 billion spent on military equipment. Micheál Martin says if Europe were to withdraw military funding now, it would hand victory to Russia. Sinn Féin TD Piers Doherty rejects the Taoiseach's criticism.
Should Ireland underwrite €60 billion of weapons of war going into Ukraine? My answer is no. We are a military neutral country. I believe that the vast majority of Irish people believe in neutrality, and therefore if you are neutral, you can't supply or you can't fund or you can't underwrite weapons of war going to any country, no matter where it is.
Another e-scooter has been stolen in Letterkenny, prompting Gardaí to issue safety advice. The latest incident occurred on Wednesday during broad daylight at an apartment block on the Pierce Road between 1:40pm and 1:50pm. Garda Sean Sweeney told today's Greg Hughes show they are particularly interested in two boys in their early teens.
This occurred in the apartment block on the Pierce Road. Theft occurred on Wednesday the 18th of February between approximately 1:40pm and 1:50pm. We're appealing for dash cam. Anybody who travelled on the Pierce Road on that date between 1:30pm and 2pm, make it available. We're particularly interested in sighting of two males in their early teens, both wearing black bottoms, black coats and the hoods up, and they're on foot in that time in that area. So if you have any relevant information, contact Letterkenny 916 7100.
Yeah, and I suppose more advice here about the security, because you can't ignore consecutive weeks of e-scooter appeals, can exactly. We? So what's the advice?
Yeah, so regarding the number of thefts there, our advice are always secure your e-scooter when it's left unattended. Take a picture of it and take a note of the make and model, and if possible, can you attend a property marking event and you can have it marked with your air code. Just on the topic of e-scooters, as you were saying, three were seized in the last number of days by the Gardaí. So just in relation to enforcement of the regulations, we let people, you need to be 16 years of older. The speed limit is 20 kilometres an hour. So you need to drive on the left-hand side. They're allowed in cycle and bus lanes on local and regional national roads. So we'd ask you need a belt, a bell or audible warning, a reflector and your brakes. Look, it needs to be roadworthy. Obey traffic signals by Gardaí and school wardens. You have to follow the same rules of the road as cyclists, including traffic lights, road signs and all types of pedestrian crossings.
It is 17 minutes to 6 on Highland Radio. All the sport with Oisin after these.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports Letterkenny. Cross the finish line in style with running shoes from michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's just gone 14 minutes to 6 here in Highland Radio, and Oisin Kelly is at the sports desk.
Thanks, Ryan. We start with Colleges Women's Soccer, and ATU Donegal are through to another O'Regan Cup final, and they did so in convincing fashion this afternoon in Sligo. The Letterkenny College beat TUS Midwest 8-0 at McSharry Park. The goals were scored by the Lockery sisters, Jody and Kerry, who bagged two each, as did Caitlin Doherty, who grabbed a brace of two, while the other goals were scored by Caitlin Fletcher and Ellie Long. ATU are chasing back-to-back titles, having won the competition outright last year. And in this year's final, they will play the winners of tomorrow's semi-final between Maynooth and MTU Cork. Just staying with ATU matters, confirmation that the Higher Education Football Freshers 2 Championship final will be played tomorrow Wednesday. Donegal ATU take on SETU Carlow in the decider. The match will be played at the Louth GA Training Centre and it gets underway at 4 o'clock tomorrow. Well, in schools football, in the FEI, Dr. Tony O'Neill, Senior Ulster Cup final today for under-19 large schools. There was victory for St. Columba's College, who beat Loretto Community School Milford by 2-1. They now progress through to the All-Ireland Series. Minister for Sport Patrick O'Donoghue has warned that Ireland would be the big loser if the upcoming Nations League games against Israel weren't fulfilled. The Republic of Ireland have been drawn to face Israel in the Men's Nations League with games scheduled for September and October. Shamrock Rovers manager Stephen Bradley and Shell's boss Joey O'Brien are among those calling for a boycott of the fixtures. Minister O'Donoghue believes there is a danger of politicising the players representing their national sides.
I don't think anybody in Ireland has a bone to pick with the Israeli soccer team. Yes, there's a bone to pick with the Israeli government, but I think the two need to be separated. UEFA have made a decision on this. If Ireland doesn't fulfil its obligations with regards to playing it, Ireland becomes a big loser in this. So from an Irish perspective, the right thing to do is what the FAI have said that they're going to do. It's what the Taoiseach has said should be done. It's what the Minister for Foreign Affairs and the Taoiseach have all said should be done.
Moving on to Champions League. Newcastle boss Eddie Howe insists they won't be taking the second leg of their playoff against Carabag this evening lightly. The Magpies take a 6-1 lead into the game at St James's Park tonight as they look to make the last 16 for the first time. Howe says he won't be making multiple team changes despite his team being in a good position to go through.
We'll look at the squad and try and pick a strong team. We want to win the game. So that's the first target. And in some senses, we want to keep a good rhythm with the players. I think it's a really delicate balance we've got between rotating the squad and making sure everyone's fresh to winning the game and also making sure players don't lose rhythm.
Kick-off there for that one this evening is at 8 o'clock. Bodo Glimt are chasing a huge upset. They take a 3-1 advantage into their tie with Inter Milan. Bayer Leverkusen lead Olympiacos 2-0. While Atletico Madrid and Club Brugge are level at 3-3. In the Championship, Middlesbrough can move level on points with leaders Coventry if they get a win against relegation-threatened Leicester tonight. While in the Scottish Premiership, Dundee United host Aberdeen. And as the chase for the league title in the Irish Premiership continues, there's three more games tonight, including a big one. Larne, who are leading the way by 2 points at the top, are playing third-place Linfield. Ballymena United host Glenavon, and it's Cliftonville against Glentoran. Those matches start at 7:45. Back to more local football, and the semi-final draws for the Voodoo Venue Cup and the Brian McCormick Cup have been made. In the Voodoo Venue Saturday Cup, Old Town Celtic will play Drumbar, while Kildrum Tigers will face off with Cager Rovers. And in the Brian McCormick Cup, Letterkenny Rovers will meet Donegal Town, while Kilmacrenan Celtic are awaiting the winners of Drumahull FC or Kildrum Tigers. The dates and the neutral venues will be confirmed soon by the Donegal League. Finn Harps trio Shawnee Bradley, Connor Tourish and Alex Flanley have been named on the SSE Air Trustee First Division Team of the Week. Harps picked up their first win of the season last Friday, beating UCD 2-1 at Finn Park. Bradley and Tourish were both on the score sheet, while Flanley impressed on his home debut for the Harps. This coming Friday, Kevin McHugh's side are on the road to Cove Ramblers. In Gaelic Games, Donegal's Jason McGee just missed out on the GAA's Player of the Week award. Mayo's Jordan Flynn pulled in just 180 more votes than the Clonhilly native. McGee starred in Sunday's 4-point win over Armagh, which maintained Donegal's 100% start to the league campaign. He was also on the Team of the Week with fellow countryman goalkeeper Gavin Mulroney. To golf, Royal Portrush will stage the Amateur Championship for the fourth time in 2027. The 132nd Amateur Championship will take place from the 14th to the 19th of June next year. Qualifying will be held on the Duluth and Valley Links, with the tournament to be played on the Duluth course. The venue has staged the event 3 times already, with the most recent tournament being held there in 2014. This year's amateur will take place at Royal Liverpool in Hoylake. Finally, in snooker, Antrim's Robbie McGuigan is in action at the Welsh Open later this evening. He faces David Gilbert in the first round from 7 o'clock. Mark Allen and Aaron Hill were both knocked out of the competition last night. And that's your sport for today here on Highland. We will, of course, be back with the next bulletin tomorrow morning after the 8 o'clock news. Ryan.
Thanks, Oisin. The new chair of the Irish Hotel Federation's Donegal branch says there are many challenges facing the sector in the county, but there's also cause for optimism. Carolyn Murray, director and general manager of the Shandon Hotel, is in Killarney, where the IHF's annual conference is continuing today.
Obviously, the cost of doing business is relentless, along with the pressure on consumer finances that we're all experiencing at the minute. However, overall, Donal, the industry is hopeful with decent business on the books and a pretty stable 2026. So the outlook is good, but obviously there are challenges there that we're dealing with at the moment.
We're told that over the course of last year, the proportion of beds occupied in hotels across the country was up slightly in the mid-70s. Does that suggest a positive move upwards that's going to stay, or is the fear it may slip again?
It's a positive move upwards. I think we're up 1% nationally on last year. Obviously, speaking from a Donegal perspective, we have the extra pressure of seasonality and pockets of lower demand as well, but we're working very well. Recently, our previous chair, Aisling Arnold, has made great connections with Fáilte Ireland and Donegal Tourism, and we're all working together as a team, and it's pretty positive outlook for Donegal and for tourism in general.
And the weather, cloudy but mostly dry with patchy light rain or drizzle, light to moderate southwesterly winds. Cloudy with patchy light rain and drizzle becoming widespread overnight as it spreads eastwards. Mist and fog patches will form overnight and it'll be rather mild too, with lowest temperatures of 8 to 10 degrees with light southerly breezes. Tomorrow will be cloudy and wet with rain clearing by early afternoon, followed by scattered showers. Some of the showers may be heavy at times, mild with highest temperatures of 11 to 13 degrees. A look back at this evening's main stories. Transport Minister Dara O'Brien says he will do everything in his power to fix the issue of the lost midday air service from Donegal to Dublin. He gave the commitment at a meeting this afternoon with representatives of Donegal Cancer Flights and Services. The current public service obligation contract, which includes the midday air link and the condition that a plane stay at Donegal Airport overnight, is due to expire tomorrow. Manager of Donegal Cancer Flights and Services, Mary Coyle, says the group made it clear that if the outcome is not satisfactory, they will be back protesting at Leinster House. The BSNI have confirmed that a man aged 36 has died after a two-vehicle collision in the Garvahi area. This happened shortly before 10:15pm yesterday evening when police received a report of a collision involving a white Audi A6 and a silver Nissan Micra on the A5 Omer Road. Officers from the PSNI attended the scene with other emergency services, where the driver of the Nissan Micra was pronounced dead at the scene. The Omer Road between Ballygolly and Omer, which was closed in both directions, has now fully reopened. Police are appealing for any information that may help with inquiries. A man in his 50s has died in a crash between a motorbike and a lorry in County Sligo. The motorcyclist was pronounced dead at the scene of the incident, which happened in Rasheed, Riverstown, at around 20 past nine this morning. His body has been taken to Sligo University Hospital for a post-mortem examination. The lorry driver has been taken to hospital as a precaution and the road remains closed. And almost €36 million will be invested in Donegal under the HSE's building and equipment plan for this year. From the national allocation of €1.3 billion, €20 million has been assigned to the new 110-bed community nursing unit and rehabilitation centre in Letterkenny, and €3.3 million will see a four-room extension to the Donegal Hospice. That is all from the newsroom for now. We'll be back with news again at 7 o'clock.
The obituary notices for this Tuesday evening, the 24th of February. The death has taken place of Paddy Deeney, Dromore, Letterkenny. Paddy's remains will repose at his home tomorrow from 2pm to 9pm with rosary at 8:30. Funeral from there on Thursday morning at 10:15, going to the Church of the Irish Martyrs, Letterkenny, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, followed by interment in St Columba's Church Cemetery, Dromahol. Family time, please, on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member. The death has taken place of Mary McDade, née Gallagher, 10, Swilly Park, Ashlone, Letterkenny, reposing at her son Pat's residence at Coolboy, Letterkenny, from 6 o'clock until 10 o'clock this evening, and again tomorrow from 11am to 10pm. Requiem Mass on Thursday morning at 11 in St Columbkill's Church, Glendowen, with burial in Temple Douglas Cemetery. The Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. The death has occurred of Michael Curran, 14A Lochinure, formerly of Ballintemple, Falkara. Michael will be waked at his house in Lochinure today and tomorrow from 11am with rosary nightly at 8, house private please after the rosary and on the morning of the funeral, which will take place on Thursday morning at 11 in the Star of the Sea Church, Annagry, with burial afterwards in the new graveyard. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Irish Heart Foundation, care of any family member or Midlands Funeral Directors. The death has occurred of John Holmes, Mean Carriga, Ballybuffet, formerly of Drumbow Stranorler, reposing at McCool's funeral home today and tomorrow from 6 p.m, concluding with Rosary Nightly at 9. Funeral from there on Thursday morning at 10:30 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in the Church of Mary Immaculate Stranorler, interment in Drumbow Cemetery. The Requiem Mass will be streamed live via churchservices.tv. Family time, please, on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of Nora O'Donnell, Nocca Stoller, Bunbeg, formerly of Crohy Boyle, Dunlow, reposing at her daughter Anne's home in Maharigallan until 8 o'clock this evening. Rosary at 8. House private, please, after the rosary and before the funeral, which will take place tomorrow at 12 noon in the Church of the Sacred Heart, Dunluey. Burial afterwards in Maharigallan Cemetery. The funeral will be streamed live on Kieran Rorty's Facebook page. And the death has occurred of Brendan McMenamin, Hillside Court, James Connolly Street, Ballina, County Mayo, formerly of Brooklis. Funeral arriving at the Church of St. Joseph and St. Connell, Brooklis, this evening for prayers at 7 o'clock. Funeral Mass for the repose of his soul tomorrow morning at 11, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.